Dark Horse Live, episode 110. No, 111. 111 we are. So welcome to the program, everybody, fine ladies and gentlemen. It is Croptober. It's time for harvesting. It's harvest season, everybody. Hopefully you guys have a safe harvest and fast trimmers. All right, so right off the jump, I need to address something. It's me. I am the dipshit of the day. Once again, the second time I've given myself dipshit of the day, but I am dipshit of the day because last week on the show, I said somebody was dead and they're not dead. Yeah. Brother Mendel. I said Brother Mendel is dead.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Mandelbrot.
When I was definitely talking.
I had that same confusion with those two. Somebody was all like, oh, this is Brother Mendel. I was like, isn't he like the oil spill guy?
Yeah, so I said it, and then somebody went to his page and was like, I heard Brother Mendel passed away. I just heard this in a podcast and didn't realize. I'm sorry for your loss regardless. And then he's like, I'm very much alive. Hello, I think this must be someone else. Mendel's all good. And he says, oh, shit, I'll let them know. Video on YouTube from yesterday. That's me, the video on YouTube from yesterday, talking about Brother Mendel passed away when I clearly am wrong and should have said brother. What the fuck? Now I got him confused.
Mendelbrot.
Mendelbrot. Yeah, see? This is a problem for me. But anyway, I am the dipshit of the day. Happy to take dipshit of the day for fucking that one up. And I apologize to Brother Mendel for saying he was passed on when clearly he's not passed on. So sorry, Brother Mendel. All right, let's move it on. Tonight on the show, Daz is sitting in. Let's bring in the guests. There's Daz. Caesar's here as always. So I have some current events I wanted to go over, and we'll just do it with the boys since they're here. So first things first, I wanted to talk about a little deal action. Let's see if I have my stuff lined up.
Deal? What kind of deal?
Right here. It's called a new idea that Caesar helped me kind of unveil. It's called Pay What You Want. So this is on the C-Bazaar right now. It's called Pay What You Want. And the idea is you can like pay a dollar and you get a sticker. There's a $10 shipping fee no matter what. So you can even put zero if you want to be kind of a jerk. But you can put no like $0 and then it's $10 shipping and I'll send you a sticker.
No, an empty box.
Or an empty box. But if you do like $5, maybe you get a seed. Maybe you do $8 or $10, you get two seeds or something like that. Maybe you pay $20, you get six-pack. $50, maybe you get a couple six-packs. Maybe $80, you get 10-pack, maybe something like that. So you choose what you want to pay, and we will choose the best seeds for you based on what we have available. And, yeah, the idea also is this is on premium side too, and premium will basically get double seeds. Double selection.
My bad.
Caesar's fucking up over there. But the idea is that I wanted to do this for people that maybe, I know times are tough out there for people, and I know like people can't afford packs. I got an email today from a guy from South America, and he was saying, do you realize that your packs are like a month's salary out here? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to like make a certain SKU for Brazil only or something. So it's like, look, you pay what you can pay, and we'll try to do our best to hook you up. You know, I don't want to see people taking advantage of this. We'll have to take it away. But the idea is you pay what you want, and we'll do our best to make it a sweet deal for you. Sound like a plan? Good luck, everybody. Go pay what you want. We're trying it out. It's live right now.
I was thinking of doing something like Sonic does, where you just send him stuff, and he'll send you stuff back.
It's just like a swap meet.
Yeah, $50 value. Go ahead, fill up the P.O. box, and I'll send you stuff back.
That's what I was mentioning earlier about like trying to get something on C-Bazaar Premium where it's like there's a forum for people to just do like a seed swap-ish or esque type thing.
So real quick, another thing that came up, we typically don't shout out other podcasts. I've never been on Dude Grows. I don't really know the Dude Grows. But Dude Grows got canceled off of YouTube, and I wanted to just talk about it briefly. Basically, they got booted off YouTube for their content, which is weed content. And we've gotten a strike on this channel for nothing more than having weed content as harmful and dangerous to the community. But shout out to the Dude Grows. Sucks they got canceled off of YouTube, but go to dudegrows.com if you want to see basically where they're broadcasting now or what they're doing. I heard they might be coming back, but yeah, it's tough days out there for being a cannabis guy on YouTube. So
yeah, first Andrew Tate, now Dude Grows.
get this out of here. Now here's one that I don't know how to take this one. I think Daz told me about it today.
I've got nothing to do with this one. Oh, wait, what's this?
This one's spicy. This is a continuation of the post that I think that got deleted or is not, comments are not allowed anymore. But basically, what is happening is, from what I understand, Bodhi Seeds, Plant More Seeds, everyone's favorite Bodhi, has done a partnership with Burner and the Cookies fam, and he's going to be releasing a strain with Burner's album. And to say it didn't go over well is putting it mildly. But he's talking about he made a spritzer, or I'm sorry, a lavender lemonade, Skittles, lemon tree, lavender, green crack, Trey's dog. So that's Appalachia, the back half. I'm not sure what the front half is, Skittles, lemon tree. But yeah, this is coming out with Burner on his next CD album. And part of me wants to be like, all right, Bodhi, like, you went out and you did your thing. You're getting some money. Like, you did a big-time collab. But I'm curious to see what you guys think, because it's one of the most unnatural collaborations of all time. You think about one of the, like, salt-of-the-earth hippie guys, like, world traveler to find land races and work genetics and stuff. Or I shouldn't say work genetics, but play with and look through genetics. And then you've got Cookies Enterprise, Burner, a rapper, sort of the complete opposite spectrum, but yeah, I don't know. Take it away, boys. What do you have to say? What do you think?
I mean, I don't know anything about Burner, like, at all as far as a rapper. I've just seen the Cookies moves and, like, the empire that they've built or whatever. But to me, Bodhi's been working with Cookies stuff. He did the More Cowbell and the remix of that, and then the Granola Funk, and I don't know. It just seemed like an extension of that. I didn't...
Natural progression of sort of what he was doing, or he was already working Cookies shit, so why not...
Like, and the fact that he's, like, such a nice, genuine guy, like, of course people are going to give him shit for it the same way. Like, people gave me shit for working with Masonic, and it's like, I don't know.
The thing about it is that, like, Cookies that he was working with, that was for him.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, like, all this, like, I guess whatever.
Is that not related to the Cookies brand?
Can it be?
I don't think it is. So. I thought that's what Cookies was. I don't know. I haven't, like, that's so far out of my
It's just like how OGKB, it was very close to the original, and they wanted to discredit anything with OGKB that, like, has nothing to do with Cookies, but look at the lineage and all the crosses that's come from it. It pretty much breeds exactly like Cookies.
Yeah, that's one of the ones Bodhi had used before.
The stranger part, I think, of the post was, like, I've been hanging out with Burner for over a year now, and, like...
I can't see that.
We see eye to eye on many things or something like that, and we've gotten to know each other and become quite good friends, and it's like... It is hard to see Bodhi with his backpack of branches of weed, you know, from Emerald Cup, like, hanging out with gold chain fucking Burner at, like, I don't know, the titty bar or some shit. Like, it just doesn't mesh. Like,
I might have misread it, but I think there was something about it being, like, culturally hype or something. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, weed is universal. I don't know any, like, culture that smokes a different variety because of X, Y, or Z. Like, oh, if it's good weed, it's good weed.
It's anti-hype? Is that what you're trying to breed?
No, I mean...
He did say something about, like, breeding... I can't. Let me see if the words are in here.
Yeah, I can't read that.
yeah, I can't see that shit.
Oh, it's not. It's not on this post. Yeah, he was talking about breeding like a unique cultural ethnic strain or something like
ethnic. What the fuck?
Maybe this? I don't want to put words in his mouth on his post. Go to Plant More Seeds if you want to read his if you want to read his posts. But I don't know. I guess my point of this whole thing is like. Bodhi's very loved, but it almost seems like he might have turned to the dark side on this one.
I think the something we're all overlooking is the fact that he's going to be sending out like Burner is sending out CDs with seeds, which is like, all right, if he's willing to do it and put it out there like that, it's all bets right. are off. Like, it's definitely all good.
I mean, we kind of all say that it's all good, like with the hemp thing and, the testing everything and else. For but sure. At this point too, it's like, man, if you can bundle a 6-pack of seeds or a 12-pack of seeds inside an album and sell them, I like that idea a lot.
That's how we used to ship them
mainstream, like, mainstream stores. Like, straight up, put them in Walmart. Now, I don't doubt that Burner CDs are in Walmart or anyone even buys a fucking CD anymore. But at the same time, it's like, Yeah, I don't know. That would push actual physical copy sales as opposed to YouTube download tracks if you get a pack of seeds with it.
But that can't count towards like any Billboard anything because they stopped bundling years ago.
Yeah, I guess it, well, I'm sure it's a QR code, or I'm not a QR code, but a fucking coupon code or some shit to get a free pack. I highly doubt that there's seeds in every box.
That would be the cool way to do it.
Definitely would be.
The way I see it is like, all right, I've already said like, we're not going to get any new terps if we just keep fucking crossing cookies, gelato to the same shit, back to the same shit. So we're going to have to go back into older stuff in order for us to keep moving forward. So if they're going about it that way, then I'm all about it because they're going to fucking pretty much put out newer terps and all that stuff. Stuff that most people wouldn't ever take the initiative to do because they're just looking at what's hype, what's popular, what's in demand. And he's at least trying to start a new wave by trying to fucking go off of the whole cookies to cookies thing, it sounds like. So for that reason is why I don't have a problem with it.
I'd prefer seeing it like, I don't know, one of his Land Race or one of his heirlooms.
I'd love that. Oh, stuff, man.
The way Gatorado did with like the Angola Red.
The Vietnamese and shit.
Yeah.
But that's where the most unique terps are going to come out of. I remember Ken Rado said like the Vietnamese crosses that take like 112 days. Like people asking what's his best. He said it's that, but no one's going to want it because it takes too damn long.
Yeah, I still got a bunch of those need to get into.
Shout out to the Nightbot and shout out to Wildcard. He's been helping us every week for the past couple weeks set up our Discord. We have a few chat commands for, I guess, Twitch only. Next week we'll try to get them for YouTube. But what were our chat commands? We have
exclamation
C Bazaar,
exclamation
Linktree. Exclamation Insta. And those will, if you type those in the chat, they'll give you your Discord, a link to our Instagram, or just our whole link tree, which is everything. But shout out to our Nightbot, which is pretty dope. Dude, we are coming a long ways. But speaking of California cannabis companies, I have something else I want to talk about. This one's spicy. This one's definitely spicy. Let's see if I can find this. Here we go.
Saying that California products is. I'm coming to you from New York, checking out the scene here. So Michael Auerbach was saying that California products was being sold, and so I want to check it out. I'm here in the Empire Cannabis Club in Brooklyn, noticing that our forbidden flowers. Looked at it. I have no idea how it got here. It's legit. It's our stuff. Looked at Plus Gummies.
Legit.
There's a bunch of other California products here. Looks good. Can't verify theirs because I don't know them as well as our own, but Glass House Flower. If you didn't know it, you'd think you were in California in a store. So New York is doing it. They are selling California products. Again, I have no idea, but it's here. Empire Cannabis Club.
It's because you're shipping it.
So, this is the weirdest video I've ever fucking seen. So many levels, so fucking weird. So if you don't know, that's Glass House, and that guy was a former police officer, right? I don't know. Was he an investigator or a beat cop? We don't know what he did as a cop.
I think he was like head of the, I don't know.
He was a fucking cop. Okay? And now he's partner, owner, CEO, has something to do with like big wig at fucking Glass House. But what I don't get about the fucking video is just like, he's in this Empire place in Manhattan, plugging them like, Brooklyn, like three times. He plugs this fucking smoke shop.
Like it's a legal open dispensary.
But at the same time, he's like mystified that his products are there or some shit. He's like, it's legit. Like all these other, like you think you're in Cali.
I personally vouch for it.
It's like, I personally vouch for this. It's fucking strange. While like the bud tender or whoever the fuck you want to call it, it's like walking around in the background. It's like, are you guys cutting a promo on this shit, or are you low-key snitching? Yeah, on like the fact that these people have packs from Cali. Like, what the fuck is this video?
I mean,
what
I
did
give
just
him
watch?
The benefit of the doubt and say he didn't even look at the weed. He saw the packaging. Maybe they bought the packaging. You know, so don't come after me.
We know New York's blowing up and going crazy, but at the same time, it's fucking weird to have like Super Chad with, you know, with a 5-pointy star badge showing up fucking in New York City being like...
acting surprised.
He's like, well, it's real. And I, you know, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you would think he would go over there and be like, this is black market as shit. Like, only get the real stuff in California. Follow your local laws, blah, blah, blah. I'm a Chad. But he's over here like,
hey, everybody, like, come to New York City. It's just like California. Go to the old Empire in Brooklyn. Here's the fucking address. Come on down. Like,
yeah. They can't make money on weed in California, so they got to unload it in New York, unfortunately. Shit,
come sell this stuff out so they can get a refill.
that was fucking weird. But, yeah, if you don't know...
Don't support that shit.
Yeah, if you don't know who that is the guy that is being clowned all over for basically being a cop. And questionable, we haven't really talked about on the show, but questionable JBZ or whatever.
And Doja Pack.
And Doja Pack have basically partnered up with the guy. And I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I know how I feel about it, but yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Like, what the fuck is going on?
A bunch of feelings.
Like, I don't know. There's many people have been prosecuted for cannabis, and many people are still in jail. Many people, like, I don't, just to turn around and be like,
he
all right.
He jokes about it. Yeah. About him arresting people for fucking minor shit, yet he's in this trying to benefit off of it now all of a sudden because he can. This is my fucking issue with all these people, like investors and like anybody that wanted to get into cannabis now because it's fucking safe.
And are these brands so fucking thirsty for investment capital or whatever to fucking whatever it may be that you're willing to literally do a deal with the fucking devil? Like, I mean, we just talked about Bodhi going to the cookies thing and now we're talking about this and it's just like, dude, are these... like once respected, well respected people really willing to basically fucking just pack it in and fuck for a paycheck?
Well, the plus
or
side,
what is this?
The plus, like, side is you got the cops on your side.
Yes.
Who was it, Oni, you were saying, like, big up to him for whatever doing his deal? I feel like you gotta
for selling out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it not the same for
well, he didn't do sell a deal out to ex cops. Yeah. You know? But sure. With that said too, it's just like we don't know what the fuck that deal is. That was the most cryptic post Oni made fucking a year and a half ago about I can't make seeds or do seeds. My library's been, all my IP has been purchased. It's a mega deal. And I'll be frank. I mean, I like Oni, but I went up and asked him, like, what's going on? And he's like, yeah, I can't talk about it. And it's like, well, nobody can talk about it. But it's like, did somebody just write a blurb for Bloomberg and all of a sudden you get a bump in stock price somewhere or something else? Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on there. And I'm not calling him a liar by any means, but there's zero information on that. So it's like, what the fuck is happening with that deal? And it's up to him if he wants to release any information about it at all. But it's weird to make a post like a year and a half ago being like, I'm done. I'm out the game. Like, not necessarily out the game, but like Oni Seed Co. has been purchased and I'm done. So
what's different about it with him is, yeah, it's not cops, but it's like, ultimately, isn't that everybody's fucking end goal is to sell out? If you got paid fucking $5 million.
If you got enough money, then I hear you, bro. Go to a beach. X million dollars,
you'd probably fucking sell out to whoever the
fuck
it was.
Go to a beach and chill the fuck out. I get it completely. But part of me is like, that's setting a precedent for breeders to work with mega seed companies. So I'd like to know that information to kind of come out so that other breeders might be able to use that as a backbone to be like, we're worth X because we can point to this deal. But at the same time, that deal is incredibly cryptic. And there's been mum is the word. So I don't know. We'll have to reach back out to Oni and see if he wants to give us any information on it. But I'm just curious on that deal in particular because I don't pair Oni up with like what Bodhi just did or what Doja Pack or JBZ did at all. Those are completely different scenarios. And one would be reaching the pinnacle of success as a breeding company, potentially. And the other one would be so fucking thirsty for cash capital. I don't really fucking understand to jump in bed with somebody who was your mortal sworn enemy up until a couple of years ago. It's pretty fucking crazy.
And the other way to look at it is like, all right, well, if it wasn't him, somebody else would have did it anyway. And it could have been somebody that doesn't give a fuck, doesn't care about cannabis or anything like that, just uses it just to fucking pretty much just make a bunch of fucking pollen chucks, make new crosses and seeds and do that.
Yeah, I was just playing devil's advocate with it and, you know, going through the thought experiment of the difference between them.
Well, this brings me up to my next topic, since homie's the cop. Old Joe Biden, since we've last done our show, came out and did a political pardon for marijuana crimes or something. I've read a little bit about the article, but what is intriguing to me is it was only for Washington, D.C., and I think it equated to like 2,600 people. So it's kind of a bunch of bullshit. And then he puts in his statement that, you know, I urge all other governors to act accordingly or follow suit with what I've done in Washington, D.C. And it's like, dude, hey, Captain Dipshit. Like, there's people being arrested every fucking day in, like, Alabama, Tennessee, wherever the fuck, these states that have no, that are completely illegal, Nebraska, wherever, Utah. And it's like, so you want that governor to pardon all the people while they're actively arresting people at the same fucking time, dumbass? Like, This is kind of a dog and pony show, in my opinion, because obviously it's political. It's midterms. The Dems aren't looking so hot, so they're trying to swing a little favor back their way with this shit. But, you know, you want to take him at his word. He says he calls for a look at the schedule, to reschedule of cannabis, which is a very interesting topic because obviously Schedule 1 right now, it's considered, you know, right up there with, like, cocaine, heroin, all the crazy drugs. So you want to reschedule that, cool. But we talk about rescheduling to Schedule 2. Now it's pharmaceutical. Now you got to buy it at Walgreens. Now it's owned by Big Pharma, which nobody wants fucking Big Pharma to grow pot. That just doesn't, like, no. We had, they already tried their shit with Marinol. So then you look at something like Schedule 3 or Schedule 4, and I believe, like, CBD is on Schedule 4.
How?
But then you look at, like, the FDA, I think, starts regulating on, like, Schedule 4. So all of a sudden now, where were they rescheduled cannabis to? I mean, I'm in favor of outright legalization and just taking it away rather than rescheduling it. But it's interesting to think, like, this is the start of decriminalization, or is this the start of rescheduling, which could potentially be a whole new nightmare? And I don't know that people think that through, and they should think about it when it comes time to vote on certain shit. Because, yeah, if you reschedule to Schedule 2, you know, fucking Pfizer has this shit. If you reschedule to Schedule 3 or 4, it's like a CBD product. I don't know that Marlboro would take it. If you decriminalize all the way, Marlboro and Big Alcohol and all that, they're going to come in and take it all, in my opinion. Not at all, but they'll be huge. Worldly. So it's like, where is the best spot for craft cannabis? Not craft cannabis, for home growers, for people who want to see the plant free and also not manipulated, turned into a, you know, a cash commodity per se. It's like, where is the best place to stick legal cannabis?
We're going to have to circle back to this in a few years because look at mushrooms now. Like, mushrooms are being more widely used and accepted. Now there's fucking commercials every fucking few minutes on fucking taking mushrooms for PTSD for war vets and stuff like that. So it's going to come back around, at least for medicinal use first, just like cannabis did, I feel. But where does it belong? Like, it shouldn't belong anywhere on there.
I mean, I agree. That's why I would say I'm just pretty much for out and out legalization. But it is a scary topic that it could essentially slide into a whole new deal where you talk about, like, I don't know. Schedule 2 is almost my worst nightmare because then you'd see home grows be criminalized and Pfizer and them fucks have all the power and control and permits. And with all that money and shit, they would block everything. And it's like,
it just pulls the rug from medical.
Right. But I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and someone in the chat might know, but I think it's illegal to produce cigarettes at home. I think you can grow the tobacco plant, like, in your garden, no big deal. But the second that you try to, like, make a hand-rolled cigar or cigarette or whatever and try to sell it, you know, on the street, like, you've just broken a shit ton of federal fucking rules. And
I'm sure there's testing and stuff you have to go through.
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that basically, you know, like, cigarettes would be a weird example to look at because essentially it's a legal product, but you can't grow that shit. Like, you can't start a tobacco company tomorrow. Like, you'd be completely fucked. Similar to maybe alcohol, where I'm sure there's mega licenses involved and huge money. But yeah, I don't know. It's,
you can grow it, but you can't sell it, somebody said.
That's what I thought. Yeah, you can grow it, but you can't sell it. That's what I thought. Just like alcohol, kind of. Yeah, there's moonshining. Man, all right, let's see if we have another topic here.
Seat's too much. I'm just sitting here reading all the comments. Too distracted.
You don't want to get lost in those comments, bro. what else do I have? I thought I had some more. Biden. Oh, that same we just talked about that. But yeah, I guess that is kind of the end of my current events. Oh. What I did want to talk about, though, moving on in a terrible transition, the grow off competition, it's coming towards an end. So, I guess Caesar may be able to speak to it a little bit better, but the grow off was a competition that Dark Horse Genetics supplied the clone for in Colorado. And the competition is coming to an end in Las Vegas. And next month we're going to be out there for the award ceremony, and they're doing a mega awards where all the different grow off states are coming together to do one big party, and all the states get their awards and have one big event. But, yeah, I guess before I let you talk on it, Caesar, let's just play this video. All right.
Since I joined this community back in 2009, I've met growers from all over the country, and there is one common thread. You love this plant. As frustrating and as complicated as it can be, you love growing cannabis. And we love creating a space to challenge you in that, to help you meet fellow enthusiasts, share ideas, and maybe win a wrestling belt or two. As ironic as it sounds, we believe that competition actually brings communities together. When you're all up against the same thing and in the same circumstances and trying your hardest, you understand each other better than ever. And if you've done the Grow Off before, you know how challenging this is. And you know that you walk away feeling like you've accomplished something, that you've met new friends, and that you've learned a thing or two. Well, this year, we took this challenge to 8 different states, and that's all coming together in Vegas for a mega awards. This is my favorite part of the Grow Off, the parties, because we get to celebrate all of that hard work. So on November 15th, if you are able to come to Vegas, we are opening up a few spots for growers that want to join this community. You can either visit thegrowoff.com or text invite to 833-420-2622. Come to the party. We'd love to meet you.
So there's Sam from the Grow Off. Shout out to Sam. Yeah, so basically the Grow Off is a 8-state competition, and one thing I saw in the comments is another dispensary like battle. Great. Like, no, this is actually a cool one because home grows get a battle too. So there's home grow off with the same clone, and there's also dispensary battle with the same clone, and it's all testing based. So the winner, she mentioned a wrestling belt, the winner gets a heavyweight strap kind of, and it's all based on like highest THC, all the awards. We had her on once before. You can look up the podcast if you're really interested, but what do you know about it, C's?
Highest terps, highest THC. And the other award I forgot, but there's going to be awards for, again, private cultivators and commercial cultivators as well.
Totally. So yeah, it's 8, like I say, each state is competing against each state, but they're all coming together in Nevada next month on, I believe, the 15th for a party in Vegas. You can get your tickets at thegrowoff.com, I believe. We'll send you a link. But we're going to be there, C's and I, maybe some other guests, but C's and I are going to be there, and we're going to have a booth. They're kind enough to give us a booth, and I think we're going to bring, like, the Grow Off clone, which we can't unveil the name of until the award ceremony, but we're going to bring the clone and probably have them up for sale. We'll have beans. Who knows what we're going to have. We're probably going to come down and show up and show out and have a good time in Vegas. So if you are anywhere near Las Vegas and want to come down to we're one of the only few booths there. There's like a 10-booth little party, and we'll be in attendance in a booth. But November 15th, Las Vegas, it's a little off the strip, but come down. And BizCon is that weekend.
Yep.
So if you're coming to town for BizCon, come maybe a day early. Come to this party. It's going to be a cool party.
BizCon starts the 16th. The Grow Off competition is the 15th.
What do you think, changing gears a little, what do you think of BizCon this year? Is it going to be muted a little bit? It's been a hard year for the weed industry. Do you think they sold less boosts and it's going to be less of a fake it till you make it crowd where everyone's trying to show off and have... Because normally when you go there, it's like... I don't know, Hydrofarm like has all the felt tables covered in Hydrofarm at all the casino. You know, it's like they like pay for the whole casino to get done over and their logo and shit. Like, it gets crazy at BizCon time.
If it's fake it till you make it, I'll call them on their bluff.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be not quite the same as what it was before.
Before we even get deep into that, let's kind of go segue into the mystery strain. That
I have it on my list.
All right, so if you already know about it, then yeah. If anything's the BizCon, I'm not exactly too sure how it's going to be. I know it's going to be fucking crazy huge where it's like you can't see the whole event because there's like 2,000 damn booths and like 5 different sections of the event. So it's like you almost got to put a game plan as to who exactly do you want to see. And go straight there. This year, I'm not exactly too sure because, like, yeah, everybody knows cannabis is tanking right now, but I'm not exactly too sure. It might be a good chance to see new product, new tech, all that stuff, because who knows what the hell is going on.
It's usually a really cool party at the minimum. You know what I mean? There's always parties every night going on.
Yeah, I want to be inside networking and seeing as many booths as possible, but the real people are outside just smoking, getting high. So those are the people I want to talk to.
We're talking about doing a podcast out there. Potentially, maybe. But if you guys are interested in a MJ BizCon podcast / maybe just strap GoPros to our forehead and wander around and fuck with people, let us know in the comments.
Are there any seed vendors that are going to be there?
Most likely. There's a couple. Yeah, there's a couple every year. But BizCon is strange in this in the sense that it's not really like a cash and carry kind of show. Like a lot of it, is they have one product. So you walk up and you'll see like a really cool automatic joint roll or something. You'd be like, oh, that's dope. And like, how much is it? They're like, well, it's sold by the unit and or by the case. And like, you want a pallet? You need this. I was like, oh, I was just going to buy this one. They're like, no, we don't. We're not doing that. We're just, these are all for, you know, for show. But take my business card if you want to order 1,000 of them. And it's like, so I wouldn't necessarily say it's like a lot of people are walking out with their hands full of tons of shit. But it is definitely the place to go if you're trying to unveil a new product. And it is expensive.
Network. If you want to be in the place to network with people, everybody's usually there.
It's expensive.
You don't even got to pay to go and literally just go outside. Everybody's going to go outside and fucking need to smoke weed or cigs. And
that is the best pro tip. That is the best pro tip of this show so far is if you go to MJ BizCon, don't pay to go inside. Just go to the event. Stand outside. They have this giant patio area. There's about 1,000 people smoking weed. And what'd you call them? The anti-chads?
Yeah, the anti-chads.
Yeah, so all the anti-chads are outside smoking weed, chilling, and deals are going down. People are trapping. There's shit happening. It's a fun time. Then you go inside, and it's suit central and dry and stuffy, and there's, like, not a volcano or not a fucking Puffco in sight to be had. I remember last year I hit the Puffco in Mosca's booth, and, like, I got more people staring at me, like, what the fuck are you doing, than I ever have, and we hit the Puffco at every booth we've ever had.
Fucking chads.
All right, let's move on. So, yeah, the bulk sale. I want to talk about the bulk sale on CBazaar real quick. We just listed it today, sent an email blast out. If it's Croptober, if you guys have cropped and you need new seeds for next year or to start up again, we just did 100 packs. I changed all of the inventory on CBazaar to 100 packs. Well, there's still regular packs up there, but I made 100 packs for everything, bulk pack action, and we did 50% off all bulk packs. So if you're interested in buying bulk pack of Dark Horse Genetics, go to thecbazaar.com and use promo code BULK, B-U-L-K. So go ahead and get your 50% off deal. And as I mentioned before, we're trying this new thing, pay what you want. And if you basically, whatever you can afford or whatever you want to pay, you throw it in there. If it's a few dollars, maybe you get a bean, maybe you get a sticker. If it's, you know, a bunch of money, you kind of give us hints what you want. There's no guarantees. You can give hints in the comments. There's no guarantees you're getting what you request at all. But if you, maybe you're a few bucks short on a pack and you can't quite grab it, well, pay what you want and tell us what you're trying to grab, and maybe we can make it happen for you.
I'll be doing this option for sure, because I got a bunch of Spritzer Femmes that I'm like, I don't know what the hell to do with. So instead of them just like collect dust and do nothing, I'd rather them get out there. But
she's just doing a crazy pay what you want in the future. Could be pennies for crazy amounts of seeds. You don't really know.
You don't know.
You don't know what we're going to send you. It might be awesome. I'm not gonna say it's gonna suck, but if you buy something for a penny, like, don't expect me to be stoked about that. I gotta go to the post office.
It'll be based off of convenience, whatever's packaged already, or whatever's closest to us, or something like that.
That brings me to the Hypebeast T-shirt, which I wanted to talk about. The Hypebeast T-shirt was supposed to ship the start of October, and let's just say the prototypes I did not like. They were like iron-on-y, kind of like wash away in three washes, shitty T-shirt. And I was like, dude, we can't do this. Like, we can't do this. So I'm happy to say I linked up with a way cooler, better T-shirt manufacturer. Actually, the guy Mosca uses that did those bubblegum shirts last week. But they'll become bagged now. They're going to be like, it's way more pro. So it's slight delay. I think it's going to be a few days till they're here. But slight delay. I apologize. But you are getting your Hypebeast bundle is coming along with your secret podcast link. Okay? There's a secret podcast. And you have to get the Hypebeast T-shirt. I think they're still up for sale, but you got to get the Hypebeast T-shirt. Comes with a pack of Femmes and a secret podcast link and a Hypebeast T-shirt. All right. Grower's Choice, sponsor of the program. Thank you, Grower's Choice. We're coming to the end of the year. So I was just thinking about it. I just had a conversation with Rob, and we've made it about the whole year. Grower's Choice sponsored the entire year. Have been the best, awesomest sponsors ever.
Yep.
Hooked us up with tons of lights. I'm kind of annoyed at myself that we didn't actually get all the lights into the facility for like 6 months. It took me a minute to, he delivered them all on a pallet, you know, in a semi, and then they kind of sat there till I could get them on rotation. When rooms come down, I'd fill up the next room with new lights, and it took me almost 6 months to fill the whole facility. And we've only had 2-3 crops under our belt, but I'm loving it. As I've mentioned on this podcast before, I'm really digging the lights. I know Daz is here, and Daz is also sponsored by Grower's Choice, but you got anything to say? Shout out Grower's Choice.
They're epic. I can't wait to get the facility up and running fully so we can show them off on the auto side of things too, but they crush it. They're incredible. Also, you have the UV bars I'm looking forward to checking out too.
Yeah, the UV bars. I don't want to come officially out the gate and like make proclamations, but I'll just say this. The first time that we sent flower to testing after we chopped using the new Grower's Choice and the Grower's Choice UV bars, our THC was up 4 to 8% on a lot of strains across the board. But I need to duplicate those results before I can pound my chest and say it was all UV bars and Grower's Choice. But dude, we got higher THC off these lights so far, which is, I don't know if I can have a better one line sales pitch than our THC increased.
Well, that's if you care about THC.
If you care. Some people care a fucking lot.
Just be like, yo, I just increased my fucking hash percentage washes by 2%. That's probably more of a fucking selling point. Or I just got like 3% extra terps or something like that. But like, if you're a chat, you care about THC. For the heady people. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, for the heady people, yes.
I still think some of the best weed I've ever grown was under those.
The lowest.
The Blurple lights. The
really?
Straight purple ones. Yeah, I love those. They had so much deep red, far red.
I never used the Blurples.
Infrared and UV in them.
The Black Dog LEDs or the UFOs and
no, they were... Hydrogrow was a company that like originally marketed them, but I got them direct from their manufacturer, so it was like the same product without the Hydrogrow casing. God, they were so good. But these are honestly easily second best to those, and that they don't make those anymore. That was like, I don't know, almost 10 years ago at this point.
I just realized for the first time ever, maybe, you have a side profile camera on you, dude. Like, you're not...
I know.
You don't have the camera in your face.
I was fucking around at the beginning of the show trying to adjust it just right, so it'd get blocked. We need one just for flammulated.
One more announcement about Seed Bazaar. Sorry if I'm real pluggy tonight. Beyond Hype Seed Co. is joining the Seed Bazaar.
Yes, nice.
So, yeah, Skywalker's coming down, and he's got dope crosses. He brings flower to us all the time. Like, I think Caesar will vouch too. Like, he's got great flower. Dude is an amazing grower, good
solid
breeder.
Dude, real solid dude.
He's making strides in his breeding career. He's been hitting all the shows and like
he tests
and he's been on this show. If you're interested, we're talking about, search for Beyond Hype Seed Co. His episode is on Dark Horse Live. But he's coming to the Seed Bazaar. I think he's launching Saturday. Nice. So we will make he'll make a post, and I'm sure there'll be some lead-in countdown clocks and shit on the Seed Bazaar for a Saturday drop.
He's bred several strains with clones that I have sold out here. Yeah, clone drops.
And Dynasty used his selection of the Blue Magoo BX2 to make his Blue Magoo BX3, so, I mean, that should speak volumes there.
Yes, sir. All right, that's kind of all I have on my list of bullshit. I guess I want to talk to you about Dark Owl, the new warehouse, any of our fucking dramas that you want to divulge to the world, or any new updates. I'm sure there's people wondering, Daz is here, what's the updates on Halloween and anything you have cooked up, and I don't know what you got to say.
I harvested the first round of seeded plants. I chopped them yesterday, and I'm pretty excited about that. It's all stuff that I know you guys are going to go crazy for, and I wish I could release them to you sooner, but definitely no Halloween drop this year. Blue and Ian aren't going to be available until 2023, so I'm hoping January I might be able to get them out to you. I don't even know if I should like tease and say what I've got, but if not January, then hopefully definitely Valentine's Day, another big Valentine's Day drop.
Can we say I'm interested in the terps?
What?
Can we say that I'm interested in the terps?
That you are personally? Yeah, sure. So, yeah. There's a lot of fun stuff coming. Still working through the whole reversal issue. We've gotten much better on it, but still not to where I'm used to or comfortable with. But I do think I love the auto pots. They're like, they grow huge monstrous plants, but in the tray setups that I have, I cannot get into the tents and maneuver around each individual plant, which after trying 3-4 runs now has just finally broken me. And I think I'm just going to switch back to 5-gallon buckets. Like nothing. If I was just growing for flower 100%, I would run auto pots nonstop. But the way I'm doing it, I need to get in there. I need to be able to move all the plants around. I need to really, I don't know, spend my time and face-to-face with my ladies. So that was just too inhibited by the big tray of the auto pot. So, yeah, sorry to say that, but that's an update there. Let's see, I got the Funk Owl Pops. They're going to be...
I was gonna say, any updates on your pops?
The final production Samples should be here soon. I just talked to the dude. He's about to print out the boxes and should be getting pictures soon, and then should have them in hand within hopefully 2 weeks at the latest. And I think at that point, maybe I'll do like a pre-order thing. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking maybe for people that are pre-ordering, I might also include a pre-release pack of stuff that, like, instead of having a proper full drop, since, you know, I don't have Blue and Ian, at least do something where it's like smaller and I could send out all the packs and manage the garden stuff at the same time. So I don't know. It's all ideas all up in the air right now, but I'm excited to show you those.
I say I've seen the pops, and
I've only talked about one on here. So
yeah, there's multiple pops. I've seen the pops, and well, let's just say this much is I think you're close to a year in on like R&D, multiple people that made you prototypes, pick your right prototype. Now you're working on box design. Like, this shit is like a real product that if it were brought to market and you were just a toy manufacturer, I feel like you'd be a successful toy manufacturer with as much detail, level of detail and like intensity that you put into developing a merch pop. Like, it's fucking crazy. If you don't know what we're talking about, a pop is like a collectible figurine, like, I mean, everyone knows pops when you see it, but yeah, it's a pop, like, is like a giant head,
bobblehead kind of collectible.
Yeah, collectibles. Usually people don't take them out of the box. But yeah, he basically made his own pops. And I don't know if you've talked about any of the other stuff you're doing, but do you have other merch stuff or other like things you're working on? Have you teased that to anybody
yet? What do you have in mind?
A little backpacky, light type of situations.
Yeah, Herb and I are working on some like custom package things, which keep this in here, guys. Don't be talking about this.
Don't be talking about this to nobody.
But yeah, we got two backpack designs we're working on. Probably seen prototypes of both of them if you've been following my stories. But it's also going to be like a whole combo pack of custom, like,
grow accessories.
Yeah, it's going to be basically like a trimming or de-seeding kit. Like, everything you would need to keep yourself occupied as you're de-seeding. So, speaker, probably some scissors, some custom USB charger, headlamp, all sorts of, like...
You were just messing around with, like, a prototype speaker the other day. I was like, dude, you're making speakers now?
All stuff that I was like, all right, where's my speaker? Like, I'm missing my headlamp. Just shit that I, like, need at any given time during the day. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and order a bunch of these. And I don't know, hopefully people will like them. We'll see. But got that, all that stuff going. What else? Got a whole bunch of new goodies to go along with the Funko Pop. So
more new plant tags that are going to take you 10 years to sort and rubber band.
Yep, I think people have been getting those already. Last drop probably got the new plant tags. Got I don't know, all sorts of stuff. I'm trying to get on the hood lamb or fresh hemp or whatever train sometime, but that might be next year. I think I'm spread too thin.
It takes
right
a
now.
Minute for them to make them too, I recall.
People are asking for a Daz action figure.
I mean, this basically isn't me? A Pops. Oh, I wouldn't say it looks like Daz. It's the Night Owl, but yeah, man's got a pop, dude. It's fucking crazy. I got one T-shirt. I was just thinking, in contrast to everything you just listed, there's one Dark Horse T-shirt, and it came out so shitty I had to redo it.
I wish you would have let me know that. I would have hooked you up with my T-shirt guy. He's Baltimore local, like, good, really solid dude as well. So, I don't know, strawberry milk and cookies F2 are harvested. Seeds are drying now.
Can't believe you just said that.
I'll give them something.
Dude, but I was going to ask if I could mention it.
Now they're going to beat your door down.
I know. The thing is, like, what am I going to tell you? All these incredible things that I have that I can't offer you because I don't have people to help me send them out, and I want to spend more time in the garden and get this shit dialed in instead of spreading myself so thin between Maine and here.
There's seeds basically, like you said, got chopped and ready, not ready, but seeds that are coming that to pair with all of this fantastic merch stuff, like, well, as Daz does.
We'll see when they're actually going to release.
I don't
have any proper time frames on any of the projects really at this point. Like, I'm almost putting myself in the hands of the people that I've like trusted, and I've always had a problem. Giving out responsibility to others, like taking it off my plate and giving it to them, delegating responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I've finally done that with the shipping to the point where it's like, I just go through and I deal with all the orders and print them out. And then at that point, like, I'm it's on them. Like, they are my shipping at this point. So
Night Owl shipping division.
And it's gotten so big that I can't do it without them. So
totally.
I don't know. It's really like,
yeah, I don't
envy
you.
We got to all
that.
Get on the same page, and we're all in different parts of the country. So it's tough, but as soon as possible.
Right on. Mystery. Free shit? Mystery strain? Yeah. Did before I skip right
leave.
Past
yes,
it?
You did before people leave.
It was on my list. Mystery strain. See, tell everybody what you're doing. Since we talked about grow off, I think of this as almost a mini kind of a grow off idea.
Let's not call it that.
Caesar's biting grow off.
I'm not.
Everybody.
No, I'm not. So what I had in mind is like, all right, well, I'm kind of letting people grow up my testes right now. And I'm not telling anybody what they are, and I'm getting good results, and people are interested in probably growing something that they would never grow, that they probably wouldn't like just based off of the name. So just doing this idea, I was like, all right, well, let's try just selling a mystery strain and not telling people what it is, like have them documented, give us all this information on it, and hopefully they like it, because a lot of times people just base their decision off of, you know, the cross. So if you could get people to kind of grow something that they usually probably wouldn't steer towards, if they could kind of like do it this way, that'll probably open their mind to wanting to try new things. So that's kind of how I went my testers about, because if I told everybody what my stuff was in the testers, people would pretty much gravitate towards specific clone-only strains or specific strains that everybody is going to pretty much do and not give me the documentation on the ones that I really needed. So I kind of went about it like that and just...
Are we ever going to release what the mystery strain is?
Of course I am. If anything, I'm not going to tell anybody now, because I'd rather people grow it and figure out if they like it. If anything, this
I want people to guess. I mean, we'll probably do it like 6 months or something, but we put a pack up that has been for sale before, just to be clear. Like, this isn't a brand new strain or anything. This is a pack that Dark Horse has sold before, but it's at a price we've never really sold it, I think.
So literally, you can look at every strain Dark Horse has put out, and it's potentially something.
It's something in there, yeah. But yeah, then we'll let people grow it for, I don't know, 6 months or so, see the pictures, let them guess, and then I'm sure we'll unveil it probably on this very show.
Could be Solomon Grundy, could be Roid Rage, who knows? I'm not going to tell you, though.
Could be anything.
I'm not going to tell you till later. Not right now, though.
Definitely has been a Dark Horse release before, but it's a fun little idea, so we threw them up pretty cheap. If you want to grow a mystery strain alongside other mystery strainers, jump on the Discord, !Discord in the chat, and yeah, you can post your mystery strain pictures along the way with everyone else and try to figure out what the fuck we gave you.
Documentation required would be just a germ test, grow them out, pretty much send us pictures like twice, three times a week. When it gets flowering, send pictures twice or three times a week. Terps, let us know how it looks, how it smells, if it herms and all that. I mean, it shouldn't, because it's been out for years and we know the documentation on it and stuff like that. So just, yeah, let us know, send pictures.
So you can either jump on the Instagram or the Discord, but I think it's a cool idea for people just to follow along and guess and see what we have. We'll tell you eventually. But, yeah, free shit. We got to do free shit. Let's do last week's winners, because this is important. People have been asking. Can I find it? There it is. Last week's winners on free shit. So, last week it was Moto J with a Lazar 115. Bill P won the Lazar 115. They were sending emails that I'm getting on Discord. All right. Also, we did a giveaway on Discord that ended right before the show tonight. And that one goes out to JJ87, won the giveaway of one pack of Stockton Slap. But what everyone's really been asking about is who won the Mosca skateboard deck. And that one went to John D. John D. And also John Co. Mosca Seeds Bubblegum S1 pack. They just got their emails. So if you've been waiting or looking, go check your email box if you are a John Co. or a John D. Because we need your address to send you a skateboard deck. All right, everybody, it's free shit this week.
It's free!
Once again, I think wild cards in the chat. I don't know how to run my own giveaway bots, so I'm going to have him teach me for next week. So this week we'll do a traditional giveaway one more time, probably the last time, where you're going to send an email to darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com, and in the subject line they're going to write what, C's?
Strawberry milk and cookies.
Strawberry milk and cookies. I will give you this pack of Gamma Berry seeds, which doesn't really make sense why you're writing strawberry milk and cookies.
It's got the Bruce Banner 3 in there,
There's
right?
There's some strawberry diesel. This is strawberry Banner diesel. 5. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's got Banner in there?
Yeah. But it's strawberry, all right? Yeah. Not about the milk part or the cookies.
But Gammonberry, if you send in, what was the subject line, Caesar? Sorry?
Strawberry milk and cookies.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Strawberry milk and cookies. My brain doesn't work at the moment. And the number, Daz, give me a number.
72, since Caesar picked it last week.
I was going to say, isn't that the exact same number last week?
Okay. I was guessing what he was going to pick, and I was like, 72. Like, 72.
Do you know why I picked those numbers?
Because you didn't want to say 69?
No, because those are streets in, like, major streets in New York.
Oh, yeah?
I did not know that either.
You would have never known that. Okay.
All right, so that's how you win a pack of Gamers. We'll do two winners. Give me two numbers, Dad. 72 and what?
111.
111.
It's not a major street.
It is BB5 and Strawberry Diesel.
139 and Lennox.
All right, everybody. I think that's a wrap for this week. Shout out to our guests, which Daz and Caesar, who's always here.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Split screen. There you go. All right. You guys have anything you want to say before we get out the door? Any announcements or any shout outs or anything before we...
Big Halloween drop coming up soon.
Coming sometime from Daz. Who knows?
Just kidding.
Clone drop November 12th, right before BizCon and all this stuff going on. But I'll be doing a clone drop at High Level Health. Instagram is going to have all the information. My Discord will have all the information. I'll be putting it in the Dark Horse page as well, too.
Okay. And I forgot. Yeah. Wildcard. We did give you permission last week to make giveaways. So... yes, please do put a giveaway on Discord for the folks. Let's do another pack of Gamma Berry up on the Discord. Go ahead and pick a winner. How did we do it last week?
It was
just timed? Let's make it time for 1 hour from now, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Mountain, whatever that time is for you, good sir. But yeah, there'll be a giveaway on Discord that goes down in 1 hour. Go ahead and get in it. It will be for a pack of Gamma Berry. Thank you, Wildcard. Thank you, everyone.
Also, anybody, any plumbers out there around Denver that...
shower specialists,
shower, or I don't know, maybe website people that we can trust, but that's hard. I almost feel like we need to go outside the community for that, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, I need a plumber. The last one tried to move in my warehouse. The second one tried to charge like $5,600 for a little shower. So I give up. Daz, you got to find the plumber now. So let's just ask Dark Horse Live, Denver. We need a plumber, Denver, who doesn't want to charge like $6,000 for a tiny industrial stand up shower.
People are asking about the Hype shirt.
Hype shirt. I addressed it. It's coming out.
Oh, okay.
A couple days. Yep. It's scroll back like 20 minutes. I talked about the Hype shirt. It's on my list. But all right, everybody, we are getting the fuck out of here. Thanks for tuning in. Dark Horse Live episode 111 is officially a wrap. Enjoy the soulful sounds of Stone Ninja. Same bat time, same bat channel. Next week. Peace, everybody.
Little pale gay fish, come sit on my shoulder. Today, little gay parrot fish, sit on my shoulder today and make me a fried shrimpy dish with some soy sauce, baby. As the beat drops, super, super fried, super fried egg roll, triple fried fried rice, triple fried rice, baby. 2-for-1 egg roll, super triple fried rice, triple fried rice, baby. Don't forget the soy sauce, chan chan chan.
There's my gay fish song, dudes. What?